Welcome. We trust you will be encouraged by this message from Mahesh Chavda by Chavda Ministries International. Real love, real people, real power.
Bobby, thank you. Thank you so much. And that whole thing about Jerusalem, we did not rehearse, but that is so appropriate. Let us take back Jerusalem. And that was very, very powerfully prophetic, because what has happened, even in the context of the last month, where official U.S. position for the first time since the planting of Israel in 48 and since Jerusalem in 1967 during the Six-Day War, I remember I was in college and this thing was happening in Israel, and every nation, Arab nation, was wanting to come and conquer Israel. In fact, and then the Lord turned it around completely and defeated every enemy of Israel and made Israel, after 2,000 years, to come officially. The Lord and these angels welcomed the Israelites, the Jews, back home to be back in Jerusalem and back in the land that God had promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So I want you all to stand up. I want to welcome you again officially. I'm so glad each of you are here. We want to welcome you and bless you. And those watching us on the World Wide Web, may you have a special blessing from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. May the prophetic power of God come descend on you. And I really feel, not only for you, but for members of your family tonight, angels are coming. Angels are being loosed for blessing, for deliverance, for healing, and for prosperity. God wants to, part of the thing I feel like prophetically is that there is going to be a special wave of prosperity released over businesses. I believe God wants to give many of you new business ideas, and they're going to fly. They're going to just, you are going to prosper and be open for God to give you fresh ideas, and we command fear to go from you. So I'm going to blow the shofar, and I welcome Bonnie and others to join me. And if you have the shofar, we're going to blast the shofar and pray prophetically a blessing on Israel, a blessing on America, a blessing on Washington, D.C. Believe it or not, we're going to bless that city, the capital city of the United States, that there is a wonderful spirit of empowering, of cleansing, of blessing, and we want to plead the blood of Jesus over Israel, over the United States of America. Let God arise. As we blow the shofar, we are saying to principalities and powers, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. So, amen. Let's blow. Jerusalem is restored. It is blessed. And it belongs as an inheritance to the children of Abraham. The God said to Abraham, to you and your children, I'll give you this land. So it does not belong to the United Nations. And God did not give title to the United Nations or tell them where Israel or Jerusalem, what's going to happen to them. It is the God who tells and who makes decrees. And what God decrees comes to pass. So we are like watchmen. I bless you. May the blessing of the watchman descend on you and your house tonight as we watch and pray. I put watchmen on your walls of Jerusalem who will not keep silent and who will not give me rest until I make Jerusalem a praise on the earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Say it together, let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Amen. Now give God a big clap offering. Say, yay, God. We shout unto him. Glory to God. Glory. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You may be seated. Before I do want to tell you that we have been honored we were invited to be next week at the National Inaugural Prayer Breakfast in Trump Tower and sit at the head of the table and help do communion. Now, I had previously, around February last year, committed myself to speak at a conference that does great strategic work in Minnesota for the poor, and I just could not find myself having canceled that to be there. So Bonnie's going to represent us all at the Trump Tower prayer breakfast, inaugural prayer breakfast, and the night before at the inaugural ball. And so we have to really see that she's dressed properly for the ball. I'm just kidding. She looks gorgeous. And we were honored that we would, at the inaugural breakfast, that to bless the elements of communion. So that's quite an honor to this ministry, this church, and to the watch that we have been asked to do that. And Von, you want to say something?
Well, yeah, because we were talking about it earlier. The communion this time is really going to kick off the inaugural prayer breakfast. And it's interesting that I've been asked to lead the prayer and lead the communion dynamic, because the servers of the communion elements to the people this year are going to be chiefs from the First Nations. So, yeah.
And we talked with one of those chiefs just a couple of days ago, or a day ago. And in fact, we may play his video when? On this Sunday, or?
Yes, we definitely. If you remember All Nations and all of our friends and family and those watching on the internet, you and your churches are invited, if you would like, to participate with us in a special winter missions offering to be a blessing for the First Nations people that live on the Pine Ridge Reservation. And many of you know that the folks who live on that reservation make somewhere between $2,500 and $3,500 a year. And they are in
The freezing factor. I showed the video. Wow.
They're experiencing a polar vortex, it's called. So the temperatures have been consistently below zero. And in previous years, including last year when it wasn't even this cold, folks resorted to burning their clothes to try and heat their stoves, to heat their house, etc. So we did get a message from Pastor Quincy Goodstar, who is a dear friend of this fellowship, and you'll be seeing him. He'll be one of our speakers in March. So our winter mission, we had a summer mission to the Navajo people, and our winter mission will be to send an offering that will buy propane fuel for the people who live on Pine Ridge Reservation that would otherwise have no heating for their homes.
And I want you to take note, I know enough about, we have done quite a bit of work for the poor in the nations and here, but those First Nations people are some of the poorest, most neglected. And part of it is they won't ask for help. I mean, often they will just suffer. and they have very little heat. And we, the latest reports from the Pinewood Ridge, I mean, the freezing factor is way below zero. And their dwelling places have almost no insulation. So this will, I'm so glad that prophetically we saw ahead, even before the vortex, that we had been planning to do this. So it is a good thing. Anyway, so, but now turning on to our, the tonight, we really want to focus our prayers on next week, on Friday, next Friday, the 20th January, that we are going to have, be inaugurating a new president, Donald Trump, and a new vice president, Mike Pence. And we have been around the family, the Trump family, and then the Mike Pence is one of the most Christian, committed, and the first thing he says is, I am a born-again Christian. And that is the number one thing in his salvation in Jesus Christ is always the number one thing he mentions. Anytime he gives any speech, he's totally unashamed and unapologetic of his faith in Jesus Christ. So there is a new season, we feel like. And we bless the outgoing President Obama and Vice President Biden and wish them well as they go into the days of retirement, however they choose to live. But then there is a transition. And even though I feel like this season, because for this watch, for us as believers, there are certain things that are really important for us. God told us that he had put us as watchmen to bless Israel and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for its wholeness. So that is, we believe those, everything God commands us for in the Bible, especially with Israel for its restoration onwards. It is not a new thing for us. We were birthed into this many, many years ago. Even as Bonnie was just a fanatic believer, as a young lady coming to my church, and I was a pastor, we were sold out to Jesus, and we were blessed Israel from way back then. And so it's not a new thing, but we have, that's part of it. And then all our lives we have been holding on to Christian values, like that life is precious, that killing unborn babies in the womb is something that certainly is not pleasing to God, and that we want to bless life. And so, and then Christian values we hold on to. We love everybody and accept anyone who wants prayer. We will bless them. But we hold on to the values of Christian marriage according to the Bible. So anyway, but as this transition happens, we want to cover strategically. We are in a season of prayer and fasting. And we are seeking God's face. And I really felt, I won't go into too many details, but this fast, I felt more grace on the days of fasting that I was able to enter. I mean, it just was absolutely, sometimes I have on days of fast, many extended days of fasting, I've kind of, you know, you have to struggle to get into the fast. My fasts are usually, most of it, most all on water, and then I'll drink some tea once in a while, because I am partly Indian and partly British. I was brought up in a British colony, so I don't drink coffee, but I will drink a little tea. But being doing that almost entirely, totally on water and a little bit of tea, that there was such grace. But I feel like there is a season of tremendous supernatural grace over us as corporately we fast and pray. And I just want you to know, we are doing it till what? What day is it? February 12th, right? So you can join us. If you want us, If you have certain prayer requests specifically about your family, about your children, about your business, we want you to sign up there and just choose any day, even if it's one day. But if you would like for us to agree with you, there was such a prophetic flow. I won't go into detail, but this last few days, Bonnie and I could hear the voice of the Lord just to call certain things, and I would get numbers of scriptures all of a sudden, prophetically, I would write them down. And last night, I sent a picture of, it's too much bother to write down all those scriptures again. I just took a picture of my, and sent the picture of my, all the scriptures to the people. Said, this is the word God gives you guys. And there are many other prayer requests. So let's keep in agreement. I just want you to know we're in agreement. Tell your neighbor, agreement. So where two or more agree together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. So I know you have certain things. What would you like God to accomplish for your family, for your children, for your grandchildren? What kind of breakthrough do you need? Each of us need some kind of breakthrough, right? How many of you, raise your hand. If it's not personal, it's business, it's financial, it's for your children, right? Now, if you have totally made it, fine. Raise your hand if you have totally reached perfection. I see that hand. No, not really. But if not, we need to set aside some days. And that was what I said last week a little, that we are going to, these first few weeks in the new year, we want to set aside to just spend some time with the Lord and refresh ourselves. So spend some personal time with the Lord every day for the next few days. I had said, what, how many days was that during that time? Huh? 33 days at the time when so let's make a note to really refresh your relationship personal with the Lord. Spend some time praying in tongues consistently, even if it's 15 minutes, but you are seeking God's face personally, and then corporately try to come as often as you can to the watch and to Sunday mornings. Let's begin the year with praise, thanksgiving, worship, and being together. There are certain things that will happen in the corporate setting where two or more are agreed together. It does not say we're one and one and singularity, but that is different. That's quantum physics now. But it's there is a blessing in the corporate where two or more that you won't get just praying singularly. So there is importance in our corporate agreement, and we will agree. We will lay hands together in each other. But in that context, then, I believe that every season of prayer and fasting and corporate here, and we are seeking God's face. The first week, the second week of this fast, we're especially praying for national, we are repenting. When you fast, you repent. You humble yourselves. And if my people called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then I will hear from heaven. And one of the scriptural ways you humble yourself is by fasting. Psalm 35 says, I humble my soul in fasting. So that is a scriptural way. It's not like, look, poor me. Is my face humble? I am humble. No, that's not. You show yourself serious by just seeking God, you know, in prayer and where it's possible, fasting. You can, there's so many different ways, I won't go over it over and over, but you can just fast from meat for 7 days and just eat salads and beans and other, or eat no desserts for 21 days, or however you want to do it. You could fast television. Anyway, worse than that, fast internet. it's good to have those disciplines. Anyway, we are all in that season, therefore, of this season, we are asking God to not only cleanse us personally, and we are seeking the Lord, but we are seeking, and I will heal your land. That's part of 2 Chronicles 7. I will heal the land. I will heal your nation. And we need cleansing and healing and restoration. We have economic, we really need a lot of, sometimes the national media, and that's part of the thing, boy. I don't know how much truth we have. We are living in propaganda, brainwashing city, I'll tell you. It is so much lies and propaganda we're getting that we need just a clear word from the Lord and direction. And we need each other. We need the church, and we need each other, because there are, it's just, it is, when things come to the surface, you say, oy vey. You mean we ourselves have been financing the bad guys who are really allied with ISIS, and we are, I mean, I'll tell you, some of them, I'm so flabbergasted. But anyway, but God knows, and he is going to guide us, and those who bless Israel will be blessed. So we want a season of cleansing and clarity and protection and blessing for the new administration. May God give the new administration, starting with President, right now he's President-elect, but in 7 days he'll be President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, and then he has some good cabinet ministers that we need to pray, as they are approved, we'll pray for them, all of them, that God will give them wisdom, whether it's the Defense Secretary, General Mattis, or some of the, like Mike Pompeo is going to be over some of the intelligence and different areas. General Senator Sessions, who is one of the most wonderful, committed Christian people. He's going to be Attorney General. There are people who have the know, who are really in charge of our economy. And we need 94 million Americans are out of a job. We are $21 trillion now dollars in debt. That means your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren will be owing a debt of hundreds of thousands personally. That's, I mean, it's economically. But I have faith that God will restore. That is one of the big scriptures that came to me yesterday, and I was quoting it. Joel chapter 2 is one of the scriptures I want you to study for during the theme of this, during the season of this fasting. But one of the main things God says is, I will restore the years the cankerworm, the palmerworm, and the locust have eaten. So he will restore. Turn to your neighbor, say, he will restore. So things, and we take that, I want to take that promises of God personally. For myself, he will restore your bank account. He will restore your finances. He will restore your health. He will restore your strength. He will restore our families. He will restore our children where they've gone through broken homes or they're going through divorce. He will come and restore. But we need to take possession, get into the word and possess the land. I am going to take possession of the land. God says, I'm giving you the land. I'm giving you the promised land. Now take possession. Tell your neighbor, take possession. It's all right. That is prophetically. Well, whatever in the natural, you may see barriers. And then we ourselves will start cooperating and saying, well, it's pretty difficult. I think it's... No. We are going... One of the things I want you to do, and you may see my pattern on Sundays, and I really felt the Lord came to me during the Christmas season and showed me this. But when you face the giant, let me, yes, I think I may get there. Yes, Aha. When you face your giants this year, I do not want you to keep your mouth shut. Run towards your giant with a big mouth. Talk back to your giant. And you see this example in 1 Samuel 17. I felt like that was one of the words the Lord said. Don't keep quiet when you're running towards your giant. Don't shut up. You keep your mouth full of the confession of God, all the promises of God. You see, and you find I'm trying to find the exact scripture, 1 Samuel 17. It says, verse 41, then the giant, the Philistine, came on and approached David with the shield bearer in front of him. And the Philistine looked and saw David. He disdained him, for he was but a youth. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that he come to me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come to me, and I'll give you flesh to the bone. So then David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a sword, a spear, and a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have taunted. This day the Lord, you rascal, we will deliver you up into my hands. I read the rascal, my bit. This is the amplified Mahashchada version. And I will strike you down and remove your head from you. And I will give the dead bodies of the army of the Philistines this day to the birds of the sky and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. Amen? So, we're going to talk back. We're not going to. Some of us have learned, but where we are too quiet, there is a time where we aggressively speak the word of God against the giant and pull him down. You are going to pull down that giant. Okay, we're going to pull down giants this year. And nationally, we're going to pull down the giants. So at this time, the electoral vote and the election went to Donald Trump. Now it is time. And I wish everybody would get that word that it's time. There is a new administration coming in next Friday. And we owe to that administration then, to all those in charge. Here is the word of God. Let me just first read the word, Romans 13. It says, let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. And believe me, during the years that we had President Obama, even though I did not necessarily agree with some of these philosophies, positions, for example, with Israel, for example, or where abortion was concerned, or several of the issues. But the thing was, he was the president, and we needed to honor the position he had. Now it's going to be Donald Trump. Anyway, here is the word from the scripture, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, and this, remember, Apostle Paul is writing this during the time of the Roman Empire. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister and avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore, you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For the God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. There render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs are due, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. And that's, I pray that there would be a fresh restoration, for there would be a healing in our nation, that there would be less division where important issues are concerned. So that's part of the cleansing, I believe, that I'm praying for. And where Bible says honor, it is an important virtue that we need to regain back in America, in our, for our children, for the next generation, for us all. Like, we need to teach our, the next generation, to our children, that they, the values of honoring, for example, veterans, honoring all those who have worn the uniform of the United States, or honor the police who wear the uniform and who bring order and maintain order in our society, in our cities, and whatever, wherever area. Honor our parents. Honor the authorities, like the ones we have done that all over the years. You look at the 22 years now that we have had the watch, and you look back at the history of the focuses and all, we've always said we pray for the president, the vice president, we cover his cabinet, we pray for the House, the Congress, we pray and really seriously cover them and the Supreme Court in prayer. So we need, for this strategic time, we are going to pray for God's supernatural wisdom and protection over President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence and their families. So realize, I feel it is important that there are specific threats, that there are people who are going to be demonstrating and doing their thing, and that's, you know, they have freedom as long as they maintain order. But that's not my major concern. There are situations that have threatened that they will do terrorist acts in these coming days, and especially during on next Friday when we gather together to inaugurate the new president. There are threats that have been made of violence and acts of terrorism, and we want to pray tonight for a supernatural shield over our nation and over Washington, D.C., that God will not allow any act of terrorism. We bind every demonic power and every principality and release the angels of God. And by the way, in honoring, we honor also, the Bible specifically says, honor the servants of God, honor the shepherds and the people who give you the word of God. So, by the way, I had a surprise. Yeah, I'll share this with you. I got this in the mail today. So I opened it. This is Jim Gall. I call him Jim O. His name, official name, James Gall. How many of you heard of James Gall? You know, he's a wonderful, one of the leading prophetic voices in the nation. Really appreciate it. So this was a gift book. It just published out. So I got it out, just thumbing through. Hearing God's, this is the title of this book, is Hearing God's Voice Today. Practical help for listening to and recognizing His voice. So, and I was turning the pages, just looking. I had no idea. No idea. And it opens with this, with an overflowing heart of thanksgiving, I wish to dedicate this book to two of my mentors in hearing God's voice. The Holy Spirit brought these two gifted men into my life. They have made a dramatic impact on my destiny. Years ago, Mahesh Shadow of All Nations Church, Fort Mill, South Carolina, taught me some of his best-kept secrets about hearing God. I watched, I listened, and learned from him men who spent time with God. May the Lord reward you, Mahesh. I also wish to acknowledge and give honor to my prophetic papa, the late Bob Jones. This dear, gifted man took me under his wing in the early years of the prophetic movement. Bob was a seer of seers in modern Christianity. Thank you, Lord, for Bob Jones. So, what a surprise. That was sweet. I said, wow, Jim, I didn't know it. But anyway, it is good. I have always honored the mentors that I had. Our primary mentors were Derek Prince, Don Basham. And how about that? We have, as our personal guest right here on our show, Don Basham's oldest daughter. Yay! Wave your hand. She's it. Huh? Yeah. Firstborn. That's true. Yes. Her husband is president, and they oversee Derek Prince Ministries now. Cindy and Dick Leggett. So that's Cindy Leggett. She used to be Cindy Basham. Huh? You still are. That's right. But those were my mentors. We are so grateful. Mentors are, you want to honor all our lives. The more you get that, we need to restoration of the sense of honor that we used to have in our nation. For our heroes, for our flag, for the veterans, for those who serve in the armed forces, for those who serve in the police forces, for our parents, and for our mentors and teachers, spiritual teachers, and even regular teachers. So honor is one thing, but the second thing, that's the reason why we set aside this specific time to say a blessing for the new president and vice president, for his family, and for supernatural protection. I believe there are already threats there are physical threats against from the Islamic radical terrorists and who knows other things. So may we're going to pray a shield of protection Friday and even before right now, but in the coming days over the president, vice president, over the cabinet, and that no shenanigans and no tricks will be there, that the supernatural angels of God will protect. And for next Friday, may the Lord give supernatural words of knowledge and wisdom to those who are in charge of the security, for the police, FBI, whoever is truly watching out, but God himself, that his angels will reveal any evil plan and keep all those attending, the thousands who will be attending the inauguration, safe and protected by God. So that's the thing. So I'm going to end with, I want, Todd, will you read out Psalm 91? We're going to release the blessing of Psalm 91 for the president, vice president, but for all the inaugural ceremony on Thursday. We have the people involved in the prayer and all that. We're going to be attending a ball there. Well, Bonnie will be on my behalf. But those who are gathering there with several celebratory inaugural balls, and then the prayer breakfast, and then the inauguration itself and the parades and all that, that there will be protection, supernatural. So, anyway, go ahead, Todd. Read that out for us, please.
Psalms 91 from the Message Bible. You who sits down in the high God's presence, send the night in Shaddai's shadow. Spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this, God, you are my refuge. I trust in you and am safe. That's right. He rescues you from hidden traps, shields you from deadly hazards. His huge outstretched arms protect you. Under them, you're perfectly safe. His arm fends off all harm. Fear nothing, not wild wolves in the night, not flying arrows in the day, not disease that plows through the darkness, not disaster that erupts at high noon, even though others crumble all around, drop like flies right and left. No harm will ever graze you. You'll stand untouched, watch it all from a distance. Watch the wicked turn into corpses. Yes, because God's your refuge, the high God, your very own home. Evil can't get close to you. Harm can't get through the door. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. If you stumble, they'll catch you. Their job is to keep you from falling. You'll walk unharmed among lions and snakes and kick young lions and serpents from the path.
Yay.
If you'll hold on to me for dear life, says God, I'll get you out of any trouble. I'll give you the best of care. If you'll only get to know and trust me, call me and I'll answer. Be at your side in bad times. I'll rescue you, then throw you a party. I'll give you a long life, give you a long drink of salvation.
Yay. Yay. Yes, Lord. And may this be activated for each of you, all of us, and for our children. We activate Psalm 91 in praise and thanksgiving for you, for your family, for all our children, for the church of Jesus Christ, for this church, for this city, and then especially Psalm 91 we released for Friday, for Thursday night, and then Friday all day at the inauguration in Washington, D.C. It's important that we do so, and then there would be no acts of terror or violence across this nation. I'll be flying to Minnesota. So, and we never know where these guys are planning some of these dark deeds. It was last week. We had Fort Lauderdale. And an Islamic convert is the one who shot 5 innocent people. So there is this, and but we are praying for supernatural protection. We are binding. There is war. We want to be in together in God's house, praying and fasting and binding the strong man, binding every evil power and saying, may God confuse these powers of darkness. May he keep us and our children safe and sound in every gathering place. And I'll tell you, one of the things he does is he promises. I mean, this is so rich. We are saying we are in the shadow of the Almighty, and we are declaring, God, you are our refuge and our fortress. We're going to, first of all, we're not going to trust in the police or the law enforcement. First, we trust in the Lord. He will deliver you from the snare. He will cover you in his feathers, just like a hen covers its little chicklets. And you shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrows that fly by day. Only with your eyes you will behold the reward of the wicked. And I'll end with this. Some of you, I've said this so often, but I want to. Sometimes this is, it's active around us and we don't recognize it. And he says, for he shall give his angels charge over you. And I'll just repeat this briefly, remind you that I believe I put it in my book, Only Love Can Make a Miracle. that in May 1970, I was in the middle of the largest tornado ever to hit the continental United States. And I was in the middle of the eye. And I was watching a TV show, of all things, on ABC News. It was a I still remember to this day. This happened in 1970. I was watching an ABC News special called The Eye of the Storm. And the lights went off. And suddenly I found myself in the eye of the biggest tornado in the history of the United States. And May 1970, it's called the Lubbock Tornado. And I heard a voice. Get up. Literally, in the dark. Three times, get up. And the third time I said, I'm tired. Now, and sometimes, you don't have to be smart to be protected by God. Yeah, exactly. And yet, I felt the most amazing supernatural arms as well come around me and lift my body. And my feet were dangling. I will tell you, I'm a graduate student at a major university, and this is happening. And I said, this is not logical. No way. And he plunked me down behind this giant couch, and the storm hit, and it would have completely cut my body up if I had been sitting where they were. All the glass flashed through their area, and I would have been decapitated. And that was his angels. His angel, the big one, came and put me in. And I said, I just got a revelation. So I wasn't praying. I was watching a TV show called The Eye of the Storm. And then suddenly the lights went off and I was just griping. Why did the lights go off? And then I hear the voice. And I realized, saw the key that I think we need to refresh ourselves in. Verse 14 says, because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. And that undoubtedly at that time, the one thing I didn't have much of anything. Didn't even have a car. I lived in this cheap little shack. And they were barely able to pay a little rent of a real cheap shack. I worked mainly in summers, and then all year long I lived off that saving. But I loved the Lord with all my heart. And because of that, I will deliver you. And he sent his angel to protect. And I feel like we want to say, Lord, we love you tonight. And we ask your blessing, your power of deliverance, your shadow come over us. We seek refuge under you. So I've asked some of our watch people to help us pray a little through Psalm 91. Then we'll just worship the Lord and go on. And then sometime we'll lay hands on those who need laying on of hands. But Richie, are you there? And Heather and some of your friends?
We hope you enjoyed this message. To order more great resources by Mahesh Chavda, visit us at chavdaministries.org. For a full catalog of our products, you can call us at 1-800-730-6264. God bless you.